This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. Happy Friday. So exciting. I can't find it. There it is. Oh. Oh, boy, you mother, you. Me either. Oh, Friday. So good. Alice in Wonderland, you guys. It is on December 13th, Paramount Theater in Oakland, starring One Republic, Andy Grammer, and Haven Madison. It's a big deal. The tickets are on sale, and they are going fast. You can win them right now. This hour's code word is DIAMOND. D-I-A-M-O-N-D. Diamond is this hour's code word. Take diamond to 20357. Text it to our contest line 20357. And that's it. You're in the running for a chance to win tickets for our big Alice in Winterland show. We'd love to have you there. We're going to have such a good time. It's always a party.
Mm-hmm.
This hour's code word is diamond. It's Friday. There's some new music out today. We have... The holidays are here. We have our first Christmas album of the year. Jennifer Hudson, who is an amazing singer. I love Jennifer Hudson so much. This is her first holiday album. Her guest is her boyfriend, Common.
That's her boyfriend?
Apparently.
I like Common.
Right here, yeah.
You know, it's weird, and I feel bad saying this because I think she's a great singer, and I've seen her TV show a few times, and I know Johnny Mosley was on it. I watched those segments.
Does she still have that?
She does, except that what she's doing now is almost QVC.
Oh.
There's ads on the show. Like the guest on the show that's booked is hawking cookware.
Right. Mm.
And I'm watching her hawk the cookware while, you know, Jennifer's going, no, how much is that? Like, she's feigning interest in cookware.
Mm-hmm.
Because
she probably does
show,
so much cooking. And, right.
And I'm just like, what? They're making her.
What channel is she on? So that's obviously a syndicated thing that just runs during the day.
Yeah. No idea what channel, but I saw it.
I thought you were going to say she was copying what Kelly Clarkson is doing, because Kelly Clarkson is killing it. Like, who knew that Kelly? You know, it is funny. You always hear about the person who's getting the talk show, and you go, okay, let's see how this goes. And most of them fail.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are like the Kelly Clarkson show. People freaking love that show. You get to see Kelly singing a song every day. And she's just easy with stuff. So I don't know. I've never seen the Jennifer Hudson one.
J-Hud.
It's on KTVU.
Oh.
It's so bogus. I mean, I don't know that if they just came to her and said, look, your ratings are flagging and
we want to make some money.
This is the way we're going to do it. And she just went, ugh, okay. I don't know. I mean, you know how that, but she's...
Right.
Hawking cookware on her show as content. Yuck.
So somebody paid to come on and hawk their cookware. And
it's QVC.
Yeah. Anyway, Jennifer Hudson, she's now hawking her first holiday album. And it's called The Gift of Love, which I was like, oh, I didn't realize this was a holiday thing until I started. Maddie's like, oh, it's a Christmas record. So it's all the standards.
Some standards, some new ones. You know, it's pretty soulful. This is probably one of the more upbeat cuts on it.
All right, so this is this says here it features The Joy. Who's The Joy?
I don't know The Joy, but they are a group, a singing group. You'll hear.
Okay, fantastic. So here we go, Jennifer Hudson. Oh, that must be The Joy. She really can sing.
Wow.
I couldn't. You know, I actually quit American Idol when they booted her off in sixth place. I was like, she's too amazing to not be on that show anymore.
And she's amazing live. I've saw her at Colors of Christmas with Peebo Bryson before.
Did you?
Yeah, I used to go to that every year.
Somebody asked you if you wanted to go to Peebo Bryson and Jennifer Hudson, and you were like, yeah, I'm in.
Absolutely. I love that Colors of Christmas they used to do every year. It was always good.
Where did they do this?
At the symphony at the, you know.
SF Symphony?
Yeah. And a lot of artists come and support Peebo for that. And I don't think they're doing
it anymore. Honestly, if you'd asked me dead or alive, I would have been like, I think Peebo Bryson might be dead. I don't know.
I about fear Peebo Bryson. I'm going to, you know, walk out on a limb here. Peebo Bryson?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've heard the name.
Oh.
Is he a jazz guy?
Peebo Bryson. Pick him out of a lineup?
No. Oh, good.
Oh, me neither.
Good Lord, no. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, someone asked me if I want to go see Peebo Bryson. I'm like, no. But that's just not knowing. Can't know
you
everybody.
You hear that song, If You're Ever in My Arms Again?
Mm,
if ever you're in my arms again.
Oh.
Yeah, I do know that song.
Yeah, that's it.
That's
he did,
Peebo
he also
Bryson?
Did the Beauty. He also did Beauty and the Beast.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's got some stuff.
All right. Well, Peebo Bryson it is then.
Anyway, yeah.
All right. So anyway, that's a little taste of the Jennifer Hudson record, The Gift of Love. Mostly, you didn't get to hear it because I talked all over it, just, you know, saying, I don't understand. Next up is Joe Jonas has his second solo album out. It's called Music for People Who Believe in Love. I'm pretty sure that's all of us.
Mm-hmm.
We all believe in love. So this is great. Joe Jonas. The song is What This Could Be. Swore.
Yeah, I had to bleep Joe Jonas.
Huh.
Glad I previewed that one.
Yeah, because I would have just been like, that'll be safe to play.
Nope.
He's such a grown-up.
Nothing
now.
Is
he's
safe.
The swear words and stuff. All right, there you go. That's what Joe Jonas sounds like. So grown up. Jerry Cantrell of Alice in Chains. He's got his fourth solo album out. His guests are Duff McKagan from Guns N' Roses and Robert Trujillo from Metallica.
Mm.
His album is called I Want Blood. And the song we're going to hear is I Want Blood.
I
like it too.
It's Jerry Cantrell.
I don't want to like it too much because I know there's people who aren't going to like me liking it. But I do like it, and every time I hear Jerry Cantrell's name, I always think it's a freaking tragedy about Alice in Chains. I love Alice in Chains, and
me too.
It's such a huge bummer. And his harmonies were a huge part of what I loved about that band.
They're just...
Their sound.
I saw him being interviewed once, I think it was on that Beato show or something, but it was Jerry Cantrell talking about their sound and how there's that beautiful harmony and that off dissonant sound that they go for specifically. And he's like, that's like our audience
that,
wants that.
Right.
That's
that
us.
Is the sound.
That's us. We are that.
Right. And they pulled it off. Like there are imitators, but they, you know, in Lane, oh my God, I just loved that guy's voice. Still love it. Obviously.
But they have those, there's definitely those songs where there's just this beautiful set. And then it goes into this, that seems like a wrong note.
Right.
But it's perfect.
But and they're owning it too.
Yeah.
Like they're not just like slipping it in here. It is like part of the thrum. Yeah. Anyway, there you go. There's Jerry Cantrell, I Want Blood.
Awesome.
Don't be mad about it. Kylie Minogue, her 17th album. Kylie Minogue, Tension 2. Lots of guests on this one too. Sia, Bebe Rexha, Tove Lo, Diplo, Orville Peck. And the song we're going to hear from Tension 2, the new Kylie Minogue record, is called Taboo.
It's a hit.
It is a hit. I wonder if we're going to play that. I bet we're already playing it. Jane knows. She knows. That one, it was like, duh, twat. Boom, I'm in. Did you like this Riley Green? There's a country guy who's got a record out, his third album.
It sounds like every other country song, to be honest with you.
Oh, all right.
There's drinking, there's girlfriend, there's, you know, I've got it here if you want
so
it.
That's a hit.
Yeah, well, you know, country music. People love
here's
it.
Here's a little taste
all right.
for you. All right.
This is the title track, yeah?
And I don't mind if I do.
Oh, I don't mind if I do.
Drink up the nerve and show up at your house.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, I do like a slide guitar. Is that what
that's
that
a
is?
Hit. That's yeah, that's good.
That would be a country hit for sure. It's killing me, not home.
That's the girl in that is someone named Ella Langley. Pretty voice.
Yeah, very pretty voice. Yeah. Reminds me of Allison
Krause.
Yes, a little bit. Mm.
Yeah. Okay. One Direction. We're going to talk about this a little bit now because I really wanted to. There was a Girls Gone Wild story about Joe Francis, the guy behind Girls Gone Wild. People of a certain age absolutely know what I'm talking about. It was such a 90s phenomenon. Some stuff went down with him, and we spent a lot of time in the 6 o'clock hour talking about that. So if you listen to our show as a podcast, and you'll go back and listen to that 6 o'clock hour, it is like you can't even believe this new story because some crazy stuff has happened to that guy, like break-ins and burglaries, and this one is, it's just insanity. So we talked about that at 6 o'clock, and I was going to do the latest on Liam Payne's death there, but I thought, yeah, we'll move it up. We didn't talk about it late in the show yesterday, so here we go. Obviously, all the members of One Direction are speaking out about the death and talking about how devastated they are, et cetera. The only one who hadn't yet put out a statement was Niall Horan, who I believe he was in Argentina to see. So he may yet put out a statement, but One Direction's Instagram itself maybe covered that base because they put out a message from all four of the surviving members saying we're completely devastated by the news of Liam's passing in time. And when everyone is able to, there will be more to say. But for now, we will take some time to grieve and process the loss of our brother who we love dearly. Meanwhile, there are some messy details for Liam Payne's death. If you haven't heard somehow, 31-year-old Liam Payne of One Direction fell to his death in Argentina from a third floor balcony. The coroner in Buenos Aires says that he died from trauma and internal and external bleeding after falling from the third floor balcony. Local prosecutors say he seems to have been alone when he fell. He was going, the quote here
so
is...
So you keep saying fall.
It's... Well, whether he initiated the fall or didn't, he did fall.
Okay.
However, there's some interesting things about that as well. So let me work my way through this. The local prosecutors say that he was alone when he fell and was, quote, going through some kind of outbreak due to substance abuse. Outbreak may just be a translation. Here's the thing. They say they found substances that could be narcotics in the room. If you've seen these pictures, and I have, TMZ has, I don't know how TMZ does it. They have a zillion pictures of that room. Yeah, money. Right after the fact, like no one's cleaned up, no one's done anything. There is burnt, there's scorch marks everywhere. There's burnt little crinkled pieces of tin foil. There's little boxes and things. There's powder everywhere. I mean, like, oh, really? That could be narcotics? I guess it could be. Just minutes before Liam's death, the manager called 911 to report that someone was under the influence and trashing his room. And this is the same guy, maybe, who called because earlier that day, Liam had gone berserk in the lobby, smashing his laptop and had to be carried to his room. And so right before Liam's death, the police were on the scene quickly because they'd just been called just because this guy was in there smashing everything up. And if you look at the TMZ pictures, you can see things like the TV is smashed. It's just the place is a disaster. Mm. And there's so many drugs. Like there's even a shot into the tub and there's like scorched up tinfoil and paraphernalia in there. It's terrible. Another detail, given this is about the fall versus jump, and they say, the coroner is saying, given the position of Liam's body, he didn't try to break his fall, meaning he may have been unconscious or semi-conscious when he fell. So I guess we'll never really know, but it seems to me that the guy, that was his last thing, like I got to get out to the balcony and end this thing. But they do say that reflexively you'd put an arm out. There would be different kinds of injuries as you tried to attempt to save yourself. What'd you say? The minute you jump, you regret it?
That's what I was thinking is, right. Yeah. And I've heard those stories from people who've spoken about their bridge experiences where...
Because people
they were glad to
that.
Have lived, yeah.
Right.
They lived to tell the story, and the story was, as soon as I jumped, I didn't want to jump anymore. Which makes sense.
Oh, so rough. Let's see. I mean, I guess that's all we really need. Honestly, as the stuff trickles in, we'll talk about it.
Not to be morbid, because I know he's passed away, but do we know anything about what tinfoil signifies?
I do.
What is that?
I know that some people smoke, and I know this from watching movies, not from actually doing it, but smoke heroin. You put it
you
in.
You heat it up underneath, and you suck the smoke out.
Okay.
Yeah.
And inhale the smoke. Oh, I've seen movies, too. Yeah. That's one thing I never messed with.
Me neither.
I knew someone like doesn't seem worth it. That owns you quick. I have a theory in this story, so I'm just going to tell it to you and see if you arrive at the same thing as I did. The Pretenders will remove you from the front row if you attend more than one show. The Pretenders, Chrissy Hynde, The Pretenders, a million hits. I love that band. They're just great. If you go to more than one Pretenders show on their current tour, do not sit in the front row more than once because you might get kicked out of the front row, not of the whole concert. Chrissy Hynde put up an Instagram post and said, "When we go on tour, the whole point of it is for the band. The whole point of it for the band is that we are playing to a different audience every night. That's why we go on tour. We appreciate those of you who follow us and buy tickets for multiple nights. So please don't be offended if we request you to move out of the front row. All we're asking is that you give the local fans a chance. This is what keeps it new for us, especially after being on tour for so many months." Pretenders fans are pissed. They are not feeling this. Comments are loaded with people calling it condescending, self-absorbed, and of course, worse. And one person said, if the locals wanted to be up front, maybe they would have waited as long as your loyal fans who follow the tour and buy presale tickets and bask in your art. Imagine being told as a fan, you just don't interest me anymore. So I've got a theory about this. And I'm wondering if you feel this too.
Okay, go.
No, you tell me. I've written mine down. I want to see. Oh. I want to see what you if you even have one. Maybe you're just like, wow, that sounds jerky.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what. To me, it seems like. I'm sorry to say it. For the Pretenders, it feels like just do your show. To me. Like, I don't know why they're being controlling about the audience and what they're up to. I really don't have a theory. That makes no sense to me.
Here's my theory. There is a person or persons who needed to hear this and that they are going to start regularly removing from their front
rows.
Oh,
so there's
rows.
Someone stalking her.
I don't know if it's a stalker situation, but there are definitely real, there are annoying people who don't know when to say when. And this, to me, this whole thing is someone is a problem. And they're putting this out there because they want to be able to end that problem. We're not going to ask you to leave, but we don't need you with your marriage proposals and the things that you're throwing on the stage. You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
Because it does seem like such an out of the blue, who's even staring, you know, so intently at the people in the front row that they're taking a head count. I would say if you bought tickets for multiple nights and you got them all in the front row somehow, lucky you. They're not going to notice you. You know who they're going to notice? Whoever it is that they tap on the shoulder and say, it's time for you to go.
Someone's making a problem. Okay, that makes sense.
I feel like people jump to conclusions. You're condescending. You're this, you're that. And I'm like, I don't know. There's always a reason for like some odd thing that some person is doing.
It seems like a very roundabout way, though, to just say, that guy. Throw him out.
Yeah. Like, well, maybe he just hasn't done anything.
Because it's the one person, though. I mean, now as opposed to there are fans pissed, right? You just said
yes.
It. There are fans
they say
pissed.
You're not interested
done
in
this
me.
Sort of, I don't know, politically correct way of getting rid of one guy. It feels like just get rid of the one guy. But okay. I mean, listen, some of that stuff, I completely understand when an artist or a band says, please with the phones. Like, I really am I'm performing my ass off up here for you.
You can watch videos of me online anytime you want.
And enjoy. I get all that. But then I also think, you know what? You got to pay an audience. They're there. The phones are a real problem for a million reasons. Driving. Kids.
Yes.
Nudes. Oh. Yeah, again, keep naming them. You know, like there's a million things that are going wrong because we all have this thing in our hand all day. And I realize shows, I get it. But on the other hand, you're cashing checks and doing shows.
Yep. And it's, you know, come out on stage. I completely agree with the, why are you filming me? I'm here doing it for you. If you want to see me live, I'm all over the internet. Like, But I think that you come out and you say that, and then you go, do whatever you want, you guys, but I'd really like you to put your phone away and just enjoy the show. No rules, but I think you'll enjoy it more too.
It's, but then that's, you know, it's like when I've said this story too many times, but I'm watching this kid watch his phone and the TV's right there. And I'm like, why aren't you, what do I care? The right. kid wants to watch his phone. I don't know why.
I know.
There's a TV right there. He could watch that, but he wants to watch it on this tiny little screen. Yeah. What do I care?
Well, here's why I care about it at shows, because people hold their phone up over their head.
Oh, I don't like that. I'm with you there.
And now I'm looking at your phone too, and you're just watching the show and the things up over your head. It occurred to me just now as you were saying that. I wonder if people, because the desperate need to go viral is just infiltrating the youth of today, that they tape these things so that they're the one who has Olivia Rodrigo falling through the trapdoor. That they tape the whole thing because if some crazy ass thing happens on stage, they want to be the one.
The people who seem to do this the most are like not kids. I feel like it's like adults. Adults do this a lot. Like,
I agree with that.
Yeah. Like, you know, I went to a show. It's my first time, you know.
Yeah. No, you don't think adults want to also go viral and be influencers and
I don't know.
Work?
I just just think we need to document everything we do.
I thought it was a really weird thing for the Pretenders to say.
It is.
And I thought there's definitely more to that story than just this.
Yeah. And she is a female performer who, you know,
maybe really getting bothered by something.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Could be something where it's dangerous.
Yeah. Hey, where are you with Only Murders in the Building?
I have fallen off.
Oh, no.
I will feel get back. No, I love the show.
Are you
in
the third season now?
Nope.
Oh, okay. So you have not seen any of the Meryl Streep stuff?
Oh, I am in the third season then, yes.
Okay.
That's where I am, but I just started it. So, but I know I've fallen off and I'm, you know, there's the baseball playoffs, there's football, there's college football, there's Survivor. I find myself going, I haven't even got near that. I haven't taken not even a 1 minute look to look and see where I would find that yet. But
on Peacock.
What?
It's on Peacock.
Oh, Peacock is what you said.
No, sure.
Thanks.
You thought I said something.
I don't know what you said. Anyway, I'm just not having a lot of time for TV, but I will get back to it. I love it.
Well, one of the fun things about the season with Meryl Streep in it is that the chemistry between her and the rest of the cast is freaking excellent. It's excellent. And Martin Short, who, I don't know. I mean, he's the best thing about that show. I have no offense to Steve Martin because he's also freaking completely great. And particularly in this season, he's unbelievably great, but Martin Short is just he's so good. And he and Meryl Streep appear to have kindled something on the show that is continuing into real life. Now, they're in their mid-70s. I think she's a year older than him, like maybe 74, he's 73. They go out to dinner. She's actually wearing slippers. Like, they're old people.
Saying that he's not hitting that?
Oh, I don't know if he's hitting it or not. I mean, if he is, they're doing it later. Like, she actually does appear to be almost wearing pajamas. Come and take a look at this. Like, she got these, like, soft. And I have a few more pictures if you want. But they're, like, really soft slip-on slippers.
Good for her.
Is that him in the suit?
Yes, that is him. Here you go. There they are together. Aren't they adorable?
Yes.
They're wearing very comfortable-looking clothes, and they're just out. Let's go out and get dinner somewhere.
I like that. I really do. And I hope that they are enjoying each other's company. And
me too.
Very few people of celebrity status like they have could find someone of equal celebrity status and also
some
is desirable
chemistry.
To you.
Right, exactly.
So that's great.
Even if it's just palling around, whatever the case may be. All right, I'm out of time, Vinny. What's coming up in the news?
650, just real quick.
Sure.
I'm 55 and I record parts of concerts to tape my favorite songs. Have pictures of the artists, share with friend groups, and I used to sing the songs with.
Okay. Listen, no one's saying it's illegal. I personally want to actually be at the concert. I can watch the video anytime I want.
Here's another one. 650 says, it's a different 650. I agree with Vinny about the phones at concerts. However, I have been guilty of that myself. One of my most treasured videos from a concert I have is of Eddie Van Halen on Van Halen's last tour together.
Oh.
So there you go.
You get that moment.
It's different when it's Van Halen.
It is different. I'm thinking to myself, yeah, I probably taped that too. Yeah, you know, my feeling too about that is that there are a lot of things that we videotape and take pictures of that we literally never look at again. You maybe throw them up on your social media or whatever, and everyone's like, oh my God, I'm amazing. I was there. But, you know, if you're being realistic, okay, tape your favorite song. Okay, take a couple pictures. But if you spend your whole concert just filming that thing, like, what's the point?
Have you ever held anything up for any period of time where you start going, shoulder? Or,
yes.
Wow.
No, these people
suddenly
have really
this phone's getting heavy. My
Hulk-like
goodness.
Like arms.
A lady right next to me at Muse was filmed every second of the show, the whole thing. And to your point earlier, I did find myself looking at her screen.
Yeah.
Just going, okay. It catches my eye, and yeah. I'm on her screen, and I'm not looking at. Very weird.
Yeah.
Here's a couple things. More chips per bag, please.
Oh.
And more after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
I think we just got breakfast from down the hall.
What just happened?
They have a big do going down the hall at the game. Hi, it's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, sharing office space with our friends at 95.7 The Game.
Jack's brought us food.
That's from Jack?
Yeah.
Oh, this is great.
I've got yours. I'm eating it.
Oh, boy. What? Go get more. That's only enough for me and Vinny. There's not enough for you there. You go get your own. Bob.
Yeah,
Maddie,
Bob,
whatever
young
your name
people,
is.
You'll eat everything right up before we have a chance.
All the calories. I don't like it. Hey, all.
Hey.
How you doing?
Hey.
It's fall. It's crisp. It's windy. And right now you can fall into 5K a day. All this week, fall into 5K a day with Odyssey and Alice at 97.3. All you have to do is download the free Odyssey app, log yourself in, and listen to Alice for at least an hour to get your daily entry for your chance to win $5,000.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Disneyland. Celebrate the holidays at Disneyland Resort. Alice has your chance to win a vacation for four. All this week on the fives at 6 and 7 a.m. And later on Jane's show at 3, 4, 5, and 6. Listen for the code word to text our contest line. That number is 20357 for your chance to win a four-pack of two-day, one-park-per-day tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Plus, that gets you in the running for the grand prize vacation for four with 4 3-day, one park per day tickets, round trip airfare on Alaska Airlines with nonstops to Southern California, and a 2-night stay at the Disneyland Resort Hotel.
That sounds great. Let's do that.
Here's what's happening. Blue skies out our window here of Studio 9 in downtown San Francisco. Windy, though,
yeah,
as we've been mentioning.
That's a huge flag over there on top of the building out the window. And that thing is always, it hangs slack all the time. It's like one of those really, like if you got up close to it, you're like, geez, this thing is like 50 feet long.
Yeah.
And it is straight out.
Yep. So power outages possible all weekend long. Also this weekend, the 49ers are at home versus Kansas City at 1:30 on Sunday.
Does that mean Taylor's Niners coming in? She's like, I love San Francisco.
Does that mean it? You tell me.
I haven't seen anything.
You're the Tinseltown Tattler.
I'm not, am you I? Are, yep. I don't have her schedule in front of me. I'll have to let you know.
All right.
I'll let you know Monday.
I'll tell you what it will be. Probably windy out there.
Yeah.
Get ready for that.
That's a factor.
Mm-hmm. I want to ask you a question before. I just saw this story and I was like, I was reminded of something and I thought, I wonder, I don't know if I've ever heard you mention it. When you were young.
Yes.
Where'd you hang? Where did you go to see and be seen? What was the spot for you?
Oh, you mean like a club or something?
No, no. I'm just
where
even
I hung
younger
with my friends,
than that.
This guy, Manny, he was older than us. He was like in his 30s, so really old. And we would go to Manny's garage because he had like a party room upstairs. And for years, we'd hang at Manny's house.
Oh, but by that point, you were drinking and smoking.
Oh, yeah, we were in our 20s.
Okay, you were older. I'm talking about a little younger than that.
Oh.
Like high school age years.
Oh, well, I hung at the barn because I had a horse and that's all I cared about.
So
I would hang at a barn until like my senior year and I started hanging out with, I had this boyfriend by the time I was a senior.
Mike Riddell,
look at you.
It's, I swear, Mike Riddell sounds like a name. It sounds made up. It sounds so like high school sweetheart.
Right.
Perfect.
Mike Riddell. Good looking, cute, just sweet. Had a silver Camaro with red leather interior.
Hot.
I know.
Gross.
It was great. He'd come pick me up. And he was 2 years older than me, too.
Oh, is that great?
Yeah.
You were that girl.
I was. Mm. He was from another town, though. So, like, I was just, you know, this loser girl in school.
Oh, but he didn't know you were a loser girl? Is that what you're saying?
I was a loser. And
oh, my gosh.
Nobody knew I had this cool boyfriend. So it was like, you know, nobody at my school knew him. And what was I going to do? Walk around and be like, yeah, no, I've got a boyfriend. They're like, yeah, you also said you had a Palomino when you were in fifth grade. Lying liar who lies.
What is a Palomino again?
It's a horse. I've told you this. It's a kind of horse. I have color of a horse. I've told you this. Molly Da Silva called me out on the Palomino you don't have. Oh, but I wish I did. I was a little liar in school. When a little kid.
Meanwhile, you did have a horse. You just didn't think it was good enough?
I didn't have a horse for 5 years after that. So that happened in like fourth, fifth grade. Scarred me because I'd been completely lying about having a horse and that I had to get up and go to the barn at 5 a.m. before school and feed my horses and do all this stuff.
Oh,
you know?
Wow. You were an elaborate liar.
I was. And well, it was my dream world, you know? And then, you know, Molly Da Silva calls me out on it. And then 5 years go by and I finally do get a horse and a really cute boyfriend.
And they don't believe you.
I wasn't going to tell them.
Mm. Like, big update for you. Tay Tay will not be there. She's going to be in Miami.
Oh, that's too bad.
Oh.
She's on tour.
The reason I asked you that is because this story I saw in the news is true. I've noticed that it's happening for my kid already. Has Starbucks become a sugary teen emporium? And the answer is, yep.
It has. There's one by the school, by the high school, and the kids just hang there.
It's where they hang. So I hung out at a place. First, it was like there was this ice cream place that had video games, and we went there. Yes. Me and Jason Sisko went there.
Like the town, a place in the town where you and other classmates would maybe run into each other and you could hang out.
The next place was Lamppost Pizza, and Lamppost Pizza became the hang for everybody.
Is it still there in Irvine?
I believe it is.
No.
And it's one of those things where they had games, and I'm sure that at some point they must have had conversations among the owners. Do we get rid of the kids or do we let these kids keep hanging
out?
You got
to embrace the kids.
Because these kids are here. All day, every day.
Yeah.
Well, that's what's happening at Starbucks now. And this story that I'm reading is that it's saving them from the brink. I'm always tripping out when I see a company that's grown that big and pretty much taken over every street corner in America, finds themselves in trouble, financial straits, dire straits. Yikes.
Well, I mean, stop charging $9 for the coffee that I want to get. That's getting expensive.
Well, now the kids are hanging there and they feel like this is bringing them back, but they have a lot of drinks that aren't coffee now to cater to the kids.
You know, a couple of years ago, you were talking to me about some unicorn frappuccino thing that they had going on there. And when and we were looking at it and we're talking about how that's like, that is a thing that they've created because it's Instagrammable. And so, and it's clearly for children. Like, people who have to go to work are like, can I just have my coffee, please? And can your foofy drinks be made in their own line? Because they take forever. So they've just given up, and now they're catering to
the
children.
They're catering to it. They're talking about the order being a medium, no ice, strawberry, acai, lemonade, refresher.
Oh, boy.
Or a cookie frappuccino. Or even just, can I have a free water, please?
Because I'm hanging out here.
Can I have a water? It's the kids' new hang, and I just, part of the reason I mention is because my kid's like, I want to walk to Starbucks after school and hang out with my friends. Is that okay?
How far of a walk is it?
It's like a block.
Oh, that's great.
Is it?
Yeah. They have a place, Finn, and they're together.
Yeah. No.
It's better than going, you know, to the bridge where they're all going to smoke pot.
Right. No, I agree with that. Absolutely.
Because at her age, you were doing stuff. 11 years old, you'd already smoked.
We were fooling around with things. I wasn't a smoker yet, but I'd already fooled around with it.
Sitting out behind the Safeway,
mm-hmm.
You know?
No, and I'm a bad comparison, though. I was looking for trouble.
But it is funny when you do a self-comparison. When you look at your kid and picture yourself at that age and knowing the things that you did at that age, it's like, am I just delusional and she's just the angel I think she is?
Well,
she's not the angel I think she is.
I don't know. Times are so different now. That's part of the point. We've talked about this before. Like I think my dad got in with my mom and said, give him a break. Let him be a boy. Let him go out and do stuff. Because my mom was on me.
Right.
You can't cross Culver. Are you kidding? You'll get killed.
Well, you were 4.
I wasn't 4.
Well, what were you then? 5?
It doesn't matter. The point is parents are much more on their kids today, but the kids are hanging in Starbucks.
Well, it's true. They do need a place to hang. They used to hang out behind my house. And then we put up some fences. That's not happening anymore.
You really did get rid of the kids hanging out?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's fully impossible to access anymore. You could, if you go across the creek and climb up onto our bank there, you could hang out behind our house. But we are letting a bramble grow there.
Oh.
Yeah. It's not the pleasant, welcoming place to sit and hang and party and bone and do all these other things that it used to be. Like, there's someone boning on the other side of the fence from where I'm trying to relax.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, it's great. Yeah.
Whatever happened to the mall?
No.
The mall was another spot.
That was where I was all the time.
Absolutely. South Coast Plaza.
Hanover Mall.
Country Club Mall in Cumberland, Maryland.
Country Club Mall?
Yeah, we had to drive to Maryland to go to a mall. Because we didn't have...
Well, West Virginia.
Maryland.
Yeah, well, I'm on the border of Maryland where I grew up in West Virginia.
The name of your town in West Virginia?
Kaiser, West Virginia.
Kaiser. I remember that, yeah.
A new poll found that we trust our friends' opinions less than we used to. People were asked how likely they are to buy a product if a friend posted about it online and said, this is great. Then they were asked how likely they'd be to buy it if a social media influencer said to. Older Americans still trust friends. Gen Z says, I'm way more into what my influencers say.
So do they have like a stable of the people who they allow to influence them?
I guess you must be following certain people. And if that person that you follow and have sort of befriended through the screen says that this is the best underwear in the world, you'd go, I got to have that.
I got to try that out. Kim Kardashian.
Boom.
Mm. I wonder about that, too. I think part of the job of being an influencer, because it turns out it is a job, is responding to the people who are following your page. Like, I do think that's a big... People feel like they have access to someone they consider to be a star. And they just laughed at your comment, or they've responded to your question. Or I think that that's probably... They probably have to spend all day looking at that
responding, is the gig, yeah.
And commenting.
Absolutely. If you're an influencer and...
Following people back.
Making an effort to make a living on that, I would think, yes, farming your audience is the job. Right?
Yes.
Influencers farming. Ranked number one, followed by a post from a business you follow online.
Oh. I don't follow
an ad that
really
pops up in your feed.
Oh, I do like those.
And a friend's post ranked last. Oh. One of your buddies actually says they love something. You'd be like, I'm not so sure. Let's see what Kim K says.
Yeah. I want someone whose opinion I can trust.
Sheesh.
I mean, they're friends with you. Shouldn't that be enough? They like you.
Our text numbers 800-400-3697. 408 says Starbucks caters to Gen Alpha too, with the cake pops and the sugary snacks right there at their eye level. Yeah, they're going for that now. It appears this is their next gen audience.
Right.
The mall, the bowling alley, the skating rink when I was a kid and a teen. Now there's none of that stuff around anymore. My kid just went to a roller rink birthday party
two nights
ago.
Oh, did she love it? Is she getting good on the
That was only the second time she'd been. I took her once last summer, and then she went to a birthday party for her good friend Bernadette.
Is there a skating rink near, like an ice skating rink near you?
No, like it's a roller skating rink.
Grew up doing all that stuff, all the roller skating, the ice skating. I feel like it's a huge, important part of like balance and stuff. I feel that way. I can just picture her like in her little outfit and kicking it up at the roller rink. I still love the roller rink. Oh, I'd be like 14 years old and just like so like, oh God, oh, this is amazing. Oh, my hormones are going crazy.
I don't care about Swifty and Kelsey. Oh. We need all the details on Short and Street all the time. Cutest couple ever.
Short and Streep. Got it.
They wrote Street, but you're right. It's Streep.
Oh, it probably auto-corrected.
Mm-hmm.
Short and... I thought first I was like, Short and Sweet? Don't you? Like, our girl, Sabrina Carpenter?
Taylor's tour continues in Miami. She won't be at the game, everyone.
Oh, thank goodness we've got
football.
This. See, I don't have to be a tattler at all. Thank you. Thanks, everybody.
Oh, listen to this one. Right. 510 says, and this will be the last one. 510 says, hey, Vin, did you ever connect with your guitar teacher?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, I did. And so my guitar teacher's in Florida. He had
posted. In the path of the storm.
He had posted a picture, a satellite photo of the storm and where he lived. He dropped a pin and it was going right at him. He was like, we made it just fine.
Oh.
No problem.
Oh.
He said, we didn't sleep because we were worried. And we did have a few power flickers.
Yeah.
But he says.
They didn't even lose their power?
Nope. He says him and his partner. Now, he lives in a new building.
Yeah.
It was recently built. So maybe that's part of the deal. But he said, no, we watched scary movies all night. And him and his partner just hung out. And I was like,
oh,
great news.
Wow. That is great news.
It just was a thud. I was like, what's happening?
Does he live pretty far inland? Do you think maybe some of the power died as it hit land?
I don't know. I mean, I showed you that little satellite, but other than
seems
that, I mean,
fairly near the coast.
Most while I do chat him up, and we do talk. I am paying him.
Yes, yeah, so
he is
the
on
lesson
the clock.
Must commence.
Right, so I can only have chit chat before I'm like, all right, let's go.
Yeah, good for him. It's great.
Anyway, he is okay, and your parents came out fine too.
They're
right?
Great. They're in fact, their roof is getting replaced right now. Just because it was an old roof. Not because anything happened to it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's great news.
Sure. I mean, you need a good roof if you're going to go through hurricanes, I assume.
I don't know. I would assume so, too, though.
Yeah.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Alice in Winterland tickets, Vinny.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.